Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Just saying out loud, an England-France World Cup final.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It would have been massive.
It has so much weight to it.
More than any other sport. I think
because it's now Croatia. It just doesn't.
Croatia. I bumped into a French guy on the way. I went to see it at a place called Moth Club last night. I was walking home from it, and this French guy came up to me and was like, "Hey, we really wanted to play you."
Did you go, "Thanks, man"?
Yeah, I was loving it.
He
was like, it's nothing to play Croatia. It's not them. I don't care.
Sounds a bit Russian.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what I mean by saying, oh, yeah, like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does sound Russian.
I don't care.
I don't care about playing these people. He thinks Russia is.
Wow, it is rigged. Yeah. we actually haven't started recording yet.
Oh, we are recording?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Are we recording now?
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Part 2 of Private Parts. We are still joined with you, Jamie. Hey, what's happening, man?
Oh, man, so much since you last spoke to me.
Oh, my God.
Dude, what have you been up to, man?
Guys, I just went in after you.
Shit.
Yeah.
Jeez, how could you...
Yeah, if my knees look a bit red, it's not because I've been bent down cleaning up.
It was spotless.
Hey, Jamie, we also got to talk about your show, which is out, which is freaking... France and I both watched it. Dude, it is... that. You know when you... You probably have the same thing. It's probably like you said about podcasts. When you get asked to go on podcasts and you very kindly said, you know, I listened to you guys and you thought it was good. Mm-hmm. You know, we get asked to watch shows and we watch a show and generally laugh out loud.
Oh, man,
honestly,
so
man, it is so
very funny. And actually, like, I swear I've met lettings agents like that. Have you? Is that where did it?
Well, the character came first, and then we were just looking for some fertile soil to sort of grow him.
Should we start with, so basically it's on Channel 4.
Yeah.
It's on Channel 4. It's called Stath Let's Flats. And you play an estate agent character why don't you explain it? You're much better.
It's about this lettings agent called Stath, who's half Greek, half English. And I mean, I'm making it sound wicked.
I'm so exhausted.
I mean,
dude, you're about to have this coffee, man. Here we go.
Right, let's go. Okay, I'm just going to take. I'm going to do a little Popeye swig of some tea and just blitz this plug.
Yeah. And when we say tea, we are saying cocaine.
Yeah, I'm going to sip this cocaine. Yeah. Don't know why. I've genuinely never taken cocaine, so I wouldn't be surprised if I did do that. Right, I'm going to blitz this plug. So it's about this dude. Listen. Yeah. He's about 27. He's a lettings agent. He's not good at his job. He's, everyone, bad at his job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a sitcom character.
Because
It would be quite funny if he was just really good at his job.
You say that.
He's an estate agent. He's really good at his job.
Yeah. I mean, when the commission first happened and it was publicized that it was coming out, there was like complaints from lettings forums being like, oh, great. They're making a show about a bad letting agent, not a show about the diligent work we do every day. It's like, what show is that?
Yeah.
It's like...
I'm living it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Smashing viewings.
Yeah. Selling so many houses.
Yeah, it's such a funny show that. I know what, just success at the end of everyone.
This is a story of you getting richer and richer and richer. To the point you become so rich, you buy the world.
Yeah. I mean, guys, let's do it. That's the spin-off
Staff
series.
Staff owns flats.
I mean, you say that like anyone's going to remember the title of the show. It is the... I mean, what are we thinking? Staff lets flats. An American audience just have nothing from that. They don't understand any of the three words.
Exactly.
Let's... Staff, what? Let's... Let's what? Flats. Apartments. So I'm going to... If it ever syndicates, we're going to call it David Rents Apartments. And just every time they say staff in the show, it's going to go, David... it's just about the shenanigans of the office. My sister's in it, she plays my sister. It's sort of family run business. And just some of the stuff I get up to, Jamie and Francis, it's mad.
Oh, it is crazy,
it is,
man.
Yeah.
But generally, you know, to all of our listeners, guys, honestly, if you know one of the, and it's always quite a nice thing, because I think with TV shows, when people like chuck it at you, you gotta watch this Saturday prime time, you kind of go, well, I don't really, you've
oh,
told
for sure.
me, you
know, we've definitely
but,
done that.
Yeah. but this I don't think, this one is more like it's more those ones that you find and you go, shit, this is so good, and it's one of those great TV shows that you go and say to friends, you go, you gotta watch this because it's really good, and those kind of sharing things are the best.
I just want to find out what Seth does next.
You do?
I appreciate it, mate. And what he does next.
Is it quite in his character?
He lets flats. He continues to let flats.
Does he actually ever let any? I haven't seen him let any.
Well, he does let one. He does the half one.
No, he steals it.
He does it. It's actually...
But that's the joke. That's the joke of the series, and why we thought it was... why we thought it was funny territory is the idea that... You know, he is terrible at his job, but you don't have to be amazing at your job to walk someone around a flat.
Yeah.
You know, if they want the flat is the flat. It's not. It's got nothing to do with what a bumbling idiot is saying into your ear.
In fact, sometimes they can, you know, be a detriment to them.
Exactly. Yeah, that was the joke. Yeah. Handing yourself the noose.
Yeah, it's so true.
So we thought that was funny territory. And you watch the show and, you know, people who tweeted about it is like, will he ever let a flat... And I'm like, he has done in every episode.
Yeah.
You just don't notice because it's got nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I can find it. I don't know. This Lettings website posted this thing about how helpful staff has been to the Lettings community.
Really? No.
Yeah. This guy called Ian Cobbold or something.
Yes,
says the central character throws into relief precisely how impressive good lettings agents can be, especially those who focused on customer relations, prioritize good administration, and use technology to their advantage. they're using it as like a plug. I mean, and then he says, these are the ones who will continue to prosper in the growing rental market, says Cobbold. And it's safe to say that staff and his outdated practices won't be getting a job at a real lettings agency anytime soon. And I'm like, if you've seen the show, calling them outdated practices is weird because, I mean, I don't think anyone's ever behaved in the way he does. At one point, his patter is talking about how he saw a TV program about a woman giving birth into a bottle.
But dude, this is the funny thing. So, because it's kind of tricky, I suppose, to find a character like that. And you've probably been asked this a million times, but because it's just interesting. How did you discover that character? How did you find?
How long did it take to develop?
How did you find Stath? How did you come across him?
Well, I've been doing comedy voices and stuff forever. Me and my sister both do comedy, and we've always had each other's backs in that sense and been a good ear for things like that, and we just always like doing voices, and I really like combined accents, and it's very like it's sort of like a Greek Cockney sort of twang, you know, because I'm very much the Jamie, very much someone who's caught between the cultures. I've never really known what to do with my Greek heritage because the stereotypes I saw about Greek people growing up never really had anything to do. I wasn't like that in a lot of ways. It's difficult. It's odd and difficult growing up with a culture that you're not really attached to. So I don't know, it was a good way of exercising my connection to that world. And it's just, it's a voice that I know very well. Yeah. So many, I could quite easily have had that accent.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up around so many Greek people. Yeah.
But it's also he's just such like an odd character. Do you find it, because you were talking about earlier how you were literally like, yeah, sometimes I find it tricky to be myself. And that's what happens with a lot of actors. A lot of reason why actors are very good at acting is because they like being other people. Tom Hanks always says he moved around, you know, so many times, and whenever he moved, he became a different person, and that's how he fitted in. So he became very good at coming into
psychopath.
What do you mean, like different parts of his life?
Well, he just moved. Yeah, so his parents moved a lot, so whenever he moved to a different place, in order to fit in, he would change the person he was.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, I moved around a lot growing up, and I know what I.
That's because you have no friends. That's why you didn't. You should have changed.
Looking for friends.
Yeah, exactly. Moving around the world, but I get that in that you know, you go to a new school. I went to like 13 different schools growing up all around the world.
Wow.
And
jet setter, look at that. Yeah. I went to like 40 different schools. I flew around everywhere.
Anyone, any takers? Yeah. 50 schools. I went to 50 schools. Sorry, mate.
Fuck. Yeah, you win. No, but I can get that you kind of have a clean slate at the new school. Not that like necessarily there was any reason to have a clean slate, but you can like experiment with different, you know, like being, you know, I guess, you know, playing sports or playing chess or what, you know, you can be different people in a way, not in like a psychopathic Tom Hanks way, but
Tom Hanks is not, he's like the nicest man. That's like saying like Jamie Oliver's bad.
Do you know what I was in Savannah, Georgia last week, and I went to the place where the Tom Hanks bench was. And they'd got rid of the bench. They'd torn the bench down.
What the hell is the Tom Hanks bench?
Have you not seen...
Oh, sorry, Forrest Gump. Yeah. Right.
Is it known as
the Tom Hanks bench?
Yeah, no, it's the Forrest Gump bench. But actually, a little known fact is that they actually put the bench there. It wasn't actually there because there's no benches on the outside of the square. So they didn't tear it down as I thought initially when I went to try and sit on it. But they actually, there was never a bench there. They just used a prosthetic bench.
It wasn't a real bench. You know, the bench in Forrest Gump wasn't a real bench.
No, it was a plastic bench.
a plastic bench is a bench, isn't it?
Do you know? I know, but yeah. So it looked wooden, right?
Steve Jobs bought an orchard. What are you going to say? What was your little fact from earlier about Steve Jobs?
No. He got the name for Apple very soon after he worked on an orchard. He was like, what should I call it? Apple.
But Jamie, also, you know, when, what is the feeling that you get when you get something like that commissioned? Something that it's yours and you kind of like,
did you have a party?
I had a couple of drinks. I mean,
isn't the feeling amazing though?
It's, well, I mean, it would have been more amazing had it not taken 6 years to get away.
Did it take six years?
Yeah, I mean, I did a short for Channel 4 about 6 years, coming up to 6 years ago, and yeah, I got a script commission off the back of that. I'd never really had any telework, so I got a pilot commission, you know, I don't know, and it, you know, it's a nominal fee for that,
yeah,
and but I'd never really earned money before, so I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna buy a house. I mean, I could have bought a doorknob.
You'd be like, I'm loaded.
Yeah. I thought it had to last me like years. I just was rewriting the pilot for 6 years.
Really?
But in the meantime, I was obviously doing acting work and stuff like that. Maybe not obviously, but yeah. I was obviously doing acting work. Yeah. Have you heard about my RADA story? but yeah, so when I got the commission, it was like, what? I couldn't believe that. Because my whole adult life has just been writing
stuff. So did they just get back in touch or were you continually pitching it?
Continually involved with Channel 4 and people. We just couldn't quite get the chemistry right for the show and the surrounding characters. And also I was just busy. I probably made myself too busy over the years to really get my head in it. But then obviously when you get the series, it becomes your sole thing.
Because you've been doing like, you've done a lot of movies. As in you...
Well, like four?
No, well, I, four like movies. One, two, you've done... Okay.
Four more than Jamie.
You've done Sun Trap, is that right?
That's a TV show.
Oh, it's a TV show. Yeah. The Darkest Universe TV show?
Or? Movie. This is a good game. movie or TV show.
Yeah. Guess which one this is, Rontus. Game over, man.
Movie.
Yeah, movie. Mm. But then you also, the big one you did is Sherlock Gnomes, right?
Yeah.
And you played alongside Johnny
Sherlock
Depp.
Sherlock Gnomes, that was on the plane when I was coming back, I think.
Yeah. I was Moriarty opposite his Sherlock Gnomes.
I want to ask something about this because I just read the Rolling Stones interview with Johnny Depp. Have you guys?
Oh no, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal, right?
Yeah.
Why is it such a big deal?
Because first he just opens up about everything. He's spent $600 million. He's broke. He spent really? It all. Yeah, he spent everything.
He looked a bit stressed.
Mate, he had
Was he buying cars?
Mate, he's just... Yeah.
Was he buying money? Apparently he bought $600 million. He's broke. He's completely broke. What's he going to do?
Buying money.
Yeah. Oh, he's got an addiction.
Yeah. But he was like saying like...
What did he spend it on?
Well, this is the thing. So if you could... So I tell you what, we'll leave there's...
I didn't even know he'd made $600 million.
Actually really interesting. So, you know, to all of our listeners, if you want to check out the link, we'll leave the link in below. You can get it on the internet. It's only like a brief bit, but it's really interesting. He's really good friends with Hunter S. Thompson, and he blew his ashes out of a cannon. That cost
Did
him
he
like,
snort his ashes?
No,
well.
He blew his ashes out
as
of
they were coming out of the cannon.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah, that would go so far into your head.
Just out the back of the pores of your head.
And once you did it, also the shock of it. Oh fuck! Boah, that was weird. He's also
just trying to work out why he did it as well.
He did that. It cost him like $7 million. He would spend $2 million a month. That's what was his spending on just random shit. Wow. He would buy $30,000 worth of wine like every week. Like
he looks like he drinks a lot of wine.
He drinks a lot.
Spoke a bit about drinking. Yeah, he sort of.
So this is one. So what was he like as a guy when you met him? Because sure, he's like a hero, right?
Or not yeah, really? It was. It's kind of. I don't know. It's odd meeting someone like that because there are certain people in your life that you can't really remember when you found out about them. They're so ubiquitous, yeah. Like Michael Jackson. Like I can't.
Or the Queen.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't remember being like, "Oh, check out this guy."
Yeah,
check out Johnny Depp. It's like you've just always known
you
who
just
he
know
is.
Him, yeah.
So when you see someone like that, they're like it's very otherworldly.
Yeah,
seeing
it's not
them.
Like they're real almost.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it's like you're just you assume there's like a screen between the two of you.
Yeah.
But he was very friendly and very very supportive. You know, I've worked with a couple of. Not names of his size, but like, you know, but, and then they don't want to talk to you basically.
Really?
But his whole thing was like, let's talk for 2 hours before we start working so we can get to know each other. So we just told each other anecdotes about our families. And
that's vibey though. I love that, man.
He was nice. I mean, obviously there's a lot of weird stuff about him in the press and things. And it's difficult to be like, great guy. Love that guy. Because I don't know the ins and outs of that guy. I spent a few hours with him, but
yeah.
It is interesting meeting someone like that. He ordered, I said this on Zoe Ball the other day, actually, which you
Hey,
wrote.
We just did
we
it, man.
Yeah. Just on it.
He ordered a load of cheeses to the booth, and I like to avoid dairy for about 2 weeks before I do a voiceover. And he was bringing I think it's on his rider, like Jesus. Seven of London's finest cheeses.
Really?
And it stank. And he arrived and was like, what the hell is that? And I'd been like in the room for like 3 hours just like soaking up this cheese. But yeah, it was...
Did he come in and go, what the hell?
But I think
your fucking cheese.
But I think what happens is when people are like 20, they get asked what their rider is.
Yeah.
And they just like say really extravagant stuff because they're starting out. And then they never bother to change it. And so they won't notice that like every room they've been in for the past 30 years has just had a plate of like London's finest cheeses in the corner. Like I hear...
No matter where you are in the world.
Yeah, yeah. But all that stuff is true about people having like, oh, I want red M&Ms and whatever.
What is it just
no,
to be?
It's not actually
it's
true.
It's totally true.
Come because, on. Is it just to be like demanding?
Well, it's because it's all come from people who are stuck. That rider is established when you're like 18 or whenever you start out. So you just say mad stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's just that forever. And like you get people like assistants running around like desperately trying to
sort the M&Ms
sort
out.
Them out. And they don't know that the celebrity doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, it doesn't care.
What was on your rider?
Two cups of tea and a toilet full of poo.
Yeah, and a load of crack.
Yeah, some crack.
But the thing is that something like that bit, is the set of it just enormous? Or is it like, because it's not his voice.
Yeah. Would they create Gnomeland?
I suddenly saw your face as you did. You were like, sorry.
Really alarmed. Oh, mate, I don't want you to look bad. Yeah.
Thinking that the gnomes are real.
Yeah, it was a huge booth full of Gnomeland.
But also, I had another rumor that, and Johnny Depp said this, that when he acts, and what do you think about this as an actor? When he acts, he has an earplug in his ear, so people feed him lines because he believes that when he hears the line and repeats them, that's he acts better that way. Weird, right?
I couldn't do that, but everyone's
is that what he did in the voiceover?
What?
He's reading it. Yeah.
What the hell are you two talking about?
You said he thought... You said that he thought he could act better.
So yeah, I was maybe... in Gnomeland and someone was reading the lines into my ear. So that was being picked up on the mic.
For Johnny Depp.
Oh, was he doing
that?
Yeah,
exactly.
I didn't notice. What I didn't... I mean, his delivery was very, very good, like from the off. Like, always really, really, really good.
Like,
but he was
before.
Like... He was just doodling... It was like... It was
doodling
really,
while speaking.
He was doodling on his script, like over his lines, like just drawing pictures of like swords and things like that. And I was like...
like a kid.
Like Johnny Depp. I was like, it was so anxiety inducing. I was like, what? Do I have to say that you won't be able to see the lines if you've drawn over them? Johnny!
Well, he had the earpiece, so he needed it.
Right. There you go.
He's like, it was more just a show of like, fuck you, I don't need the lines because I've got my earpiece.
He was very impressive.
Really?
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Are you still in touch?
No, funnily enough. No.
Did you do that lingering bit where you waited to see if he was going to offer you his number? Who you literally like, oh, see you later,
Absolutely
mate.
Absolutely not. I don't think he has a number. I think he has like a Kestrel.
Yeah, I did that too. I went and interviewed James Franco's brother once. James Franco's brother, his name is...
Patrick Franco.
No, what's his name?
What is it?
He's famous.
Dave Franco. It's Dave Franco. I interviewed Dave Franco in the audience, and it was quite a while ago, and I did one of those Q&A like cinema things, and I interviewed him. Anyway, we went and did this thing afterwards, and he came up to me and said, man, just, you know, thank you so much, you were great. And he said, hey, listen, next time in London, let's meet up. And I followed that through, so I went, yeah, sure, man, let's exchange numbers. And he went, oh, okay, sure, let's do it. So I went, yeah, just, you know.
Oh, he was being polite.
Yeah, just being polite. Oh, but God. I really followed it forward with
Has he blocked your number now?
Yeah, well, no, but Pamela Anderson, I interviewed Pamela Anderson once, and that was the same thing. Yeah,
of course you did.
Well, I think they're just trying to be nice.
Should we see if Pamela Anderson's number? Should we see if her number works?
Yeah, give her a call.
Yeah,
definitely.
Should we see if it works?
Should we prank Pamela Anderson?
All right, let's Pamela. Okay, I'm not kidding. This is Pamela Anderson here. Should I speak to her?
Yeah.
I think she's in London. I saw her on telly the other day.
Yeah, her and Julian Assange are like together.
All right, so
what?
Yeah, do you not know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
know
they're
that.
Like practically married.
She was on TV with Jeremy Corbyn the other day. Jeremy Corbyn and Danny Dyer. They all had an interview together.
So Pamela Anderson is basically like engaged to Julian Assange.
Oh my lord!
How ridiculous is that?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's funny. It doesn't matter how intelligent you are. Your childhood dreams never disappear.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like I can go out with who? Yes, I will go out with you.
Right. Okay, I'm going to phone Pamela Anderson. This is the number she gave me probably about, 2 years ago when I did In Bed With Jamie with her.
She wouldn't have changed it. I mean, why would she?
You did In Bed With Jamie. That was your interview.
That was my, it was called, she got in bed with me and we chatted. She's a glass blower.
Yeah, but no, apparently she's also quite intelligent.
She's really smart.
Apparently she was really like involved in like political activism before she was on Babe Watch.
But dude, also she's had a really like tough life. Like, she's had a really tough life, as in she's basically been.
Let's hear about it. Come on, give her a call.
She doesn't sound. By the way, I'm laughing at the prospect of her being. She does sound intelligent when she's interviewed. She's not. I don't think she is like.
She's a real activist against porn as well.
Oh really?
She hates porn.
Yeah, I think she's.
So are you, aren't you, Jamie?
Yeah, I hate porn.
Yeah,
you.
You single-handedly, you single-handedly keep the porn business in business.
With all my tissue that I strapped to my bed and go for. Right, here we go. Going to phone Pam Ranson. Here we go. Oh, this is awkward. I can't.
Is it ringing?
Maybe PA has a PA. Cheers.
She picks up.
It has not been possible to connect your call. Please try again later.
Oh.
Oh, that's it. Should I send her a message?
Oh, no options for messages. Oh.
Should I send her a message? Let's see if I sent her a message. Like, I told you, look. Hey, this is what I sent her on 17th of October, 2016. Pam, wanted to say the biggest thank you for being so great yesterday. If you're in London for a few days, let me know and I'll take you for dinner. Much love, Jamie. She replied saying, you're a doll. Good luck with everything. I'll let you know when I'm back. I'm on a ferry to Hydra right now. Emoji, kiss face.
She obviously didn't let you know because she's been back.
But that is a paragraph text. Yeah. That's not a palm.
That's a full-on, we had such a beautiful time together.
Imagine if it was you versus Julian Assange. Yeah. What headlines.
Yeah. She's obviously into
boxing each other.
Yeah.
And Jamie, dude, where can we find Stathlet's Flats? We can find it on Channel 4.
All 4, I think.
All 4 on the place to go.
In your hearts, hopefully, soon enough. Yeah. Cheers.
Well, it's already in ours.
It is. It's in all of us. Hey, we are at that moment of the show. We've got to have the answer to the question of the week, by the way, as well.
Oh. Well, why don't you just read your diary first?
You want to read my diary?
Yeah.
You want me to read it?
Well.
You want me to read it?
Yes.
Jamie, you want me to read it?
Yes.
I do that weird cough before.
I don't know. I was trying. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm leaning so far away from the mic. I don't know. I was doing a bit. I was
trying to. Like someone was in the background.
I was workshopping some stuff.
Okay, here we go.
Try a new voice.
Are we. Monday.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Monday.
Sloping slightly.
So I finally landed back from the island of Hvar in Croatia.
Can you speak a bit slower, please? Because it's difficult to understand you.
So I finally landed back from the island of Hvar in Croatia. Croatia, the country who we're going to beat this Wednesday. I wrote that today, this diary. So, I mean, I don't know why I put that, but I don't know why I put
you
it
You wrote
in.
That just before this.
Now, if you fancy a big stag do, hen do's, tuna steaks, strange red wine, boats, and a language I can't understand.
Hendo.
Talking of a language I can't understand. I don't know what you just said. Strange what?
Strange red wine, boats, and a language I can't understand, then head there. The only issue with it takes 2.5 hours to fly there. From the airport, a taxi to the port, then a 2-hour ferry to Hvar. Basically a whole day. On that day we were leaving, we had a 10 a.m. flight, which meant a 5 a.m. wake up. I, of course, had organised a speedboat. to take us from the airport, but a couple of too many drinks the night before meant that we woke up late for the speedboat and had to quickly pack and rush to it. The problem with packing quickly after a 6-week stay is that you don't pack anything, but instead lose everything. 7 a.m. late for the flight on a speedboat with a slightly raining hangover feel meant that Sam Thompson was puking over the edge. Thank God we're home. Like that. That was my Monday, man.
That was good.
I loved it.
That was good. Mm. Yeah, I liked it too. Don't worry, we've got Tuesday now. Here we go.
This is when
the
it
twist.
Gets good.
Here we go.
I knew there'd be a bloody Tuesday, you swine.
Tuesday. The two times when everyone in London is happy is when it either snows or it's sunny. Not only that, but the World Cup coupled with Love Island has made everyone go mad.
Oh. And Brexit, obviously.
Are you a Love Island fan?
I'm Love Islanding it. I really do love it. I can't even be ironic about it. It's just great.
It's just brilliant.
It's not... as good. It's objectively not as good as the last series.
It's not as good as the last series. No.
Well, there was kind of more fun in the last season. And there actually, now there's only like one couple that actually you think, okay, they are going to win it. Like Jack and Danny are going to win it.
My theory is there are a couple of people from this series that if you put them in amongst the throng of the last series, they'd fit in. And yeah, they'd get like a house on fire and they work really well. But there's something about the combination. It's a maths game.
It's weird, yeah.
You need to get everyone
but then what
in the
about,
right
let's
order.
Say, what about Dr. Allett? Because I just think like he's not...
He's obsessed, Francis.
He's not like... I don't think he's going to ever find anyone on that show that's right for him. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's okay to put that guy on TV.
No, I think...
why do you think so? Just because...
I think it's like when they put people out on X Factor who can't sing.
Yeah, exactly. I think
and they're doing it just as a joke.
Because he's not just bad at love. There's like, you know, the bit, you know, they have that do bits society.
Yeah.
You know, when everyone's going, do bits. And he's like, do bits at the top. He has no idea what he's saying.
Exactly.
There is nothing going on behind his eyes, but he's so excited and red.
He just wants to be one of the lads.
Because he's a part of something. He's never been a part of anything.
Him becoming part of the mob mentality is a really sad thing to watch because he's trying to mirror these assholes.
Yeah.
And he's like just becoming like that whole thing he did about when they were in Casa Amor.
Yeah.
He swapped beds. He told the girl that he wanted to put her on the substitute bench. That's the weirdest thing anyone's ever said.
I haven't seen that. He said he wanted to put someone on the substitute.
He's like, look, I just want to spend a bit more time with her because obviously I spent a lot of time with you. And then
He said, I'm going to put you on the substitute bench.
Yeah, he's going to put you in the sub bench and I'm going to spend the night with her. Is that all right?
Just so cocky.
Yeah.
And someone told me there's a podcast that Kem does and he was like, mate, Alex is the king of the subs bench. What's he talking about? Idiot.
My God.
It is unbelievable. But yeah, he is. He's becoming, he's becoming like that character.
It's
right?
Like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it is. The transformation of the character. Yeah. But at first people, I guess, were rooting for him, like he's the underdog. But now it's just like, actually, he's just really pathetic.
Yeah, the more you get to know him. Oh, that's harsh. I think he's just like,
I like the
socially,
guy.
Socially odd.
But I like the guy.
Just in case he comes back and goes, you know what I'm going to listen to? Private Parts podcast.
Oh, I've been missing my podcast while I'm away on the island, not finding love. This is the one thing that's going to bring me happiness.
Yeah, my happy
That guy's
place.
A tosser.
Yeah. You know that guy, Ali? He's a freak.
But I was actually very mean about Megan on Trending Live the other day and I felt a bit bad afterwards.
He went to Live on Telly. He went, we were talking about Megan and we went, oh, I think she's quite fit. And Francis went, but have you seen her before the surgery? Straight up like that.
And we all have. Have and, you?
Yeah.
And then he also went, I just don't really like her. I think she's got a really horrid heart.
No, I didn't say horrid. I said she's got a bad heart.
Okay, a bad heart. It's like the worst you can say.
Let Jamie inject some colour into the podcast.
A really bad heart.
But I do think that we have witnessed the meeting of two soulmates in Jack and Danny. I think they're going to get married and...
I hope so.
Yeah.
They'd fit in, so like mayonnaise and a BLT into the last
into
series.
Into the last series.
They would have done so well. But also, I think the reason with it is because people have now watched two series, so they're trying to play a certain way, right? Whereas before, it was completely new. So as soon as a show comes out, it's a really upsetting thing about shows like that, all shows, is
even in Chelsea.
Well, you start to play into the hands of what you think the audience want,
right?
But perhaps it's not what the audience want to
see. Well, the audience want authenticity in any case.
There we go. Right, sure. Back to my diary. You ready?
Oh, God, yeah.
Jamie, you ready?
I'm actually stood up.
Yeah. My madness has continued because for 2 days now I've forgotten to go and buy loo paper. It's possibly the worst.
Lube paper.
Why it's paper
lube
that's covered in lube.
Read yourself a lube.
Yeah.
For your tactical
It's
wanks.
Like a posh wank, but it's just with paper. It's just. Lube paper.
Just imagine that. Just
it's like the opposite of paper.
What are you getting? Just some lube paper.
I'm really trying to work out what it would be.
Yeah, I can picture it in my head.
Is it lube in the shape of paper, or does it
or is it like lube paper? Or is it like paper like money that you can't hold on to?
No, it's paper. It's paper that on one side is like paper, but the other side is just it's like a like a layer of lube, but like but lube that doesn't come off. It's just like, it's like
you
almost
just wrap it around, yeah. and then delicately peel it off, yeah, so the lube remains.
You wrap around it.
Why would you do that?
And it's that paper that does that thing which like creates finger marks. Yeah,
yeah. Like those teeth whitening, yeah, strips.
We, yeah, had it. We had them. Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember those things? Those like nail, that game with like had nails on it, and you'd put it onto your hand, and it'd make, yeah, your shape of the hand and the nails. And
it's
then
not
you
really
could,
a game, but it's contraption.
Do you know that contraption?
Pins.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, pins. Yeah. Do you remember, yeah, yeah, it? We had this game that we used to play the whole time when I used to go to Norfolk with my friend. We had a big like house party every single year for a week. And we used to go
single year for a week.
Yeah, we used to go down to Norfolk for a week. Anyway, we used to go and get erections and do it on erections and leave it around the house somewhere.
We used to go and get erections. We used to pick up a couple of erections.
With our lube paper.
That's so funny.
Can pick up a couple of erections and bring them back to the house.
Wait, that so did you get the needle thing, the contraption, before you had the erection, or did you get an erection and then go and try and find it?
Well, they go down to the gadget shop, buy an erection and the pin board thing, and pop it in the shop.
Just go and buy the pin board and go, yeah, this will work.
Oh, I did a horrible laugh then. Sorry, can we cut that out?
We'll cut that out.
Sorry, you said loo paper and somehow we ended up talking about erections and pins.
Yeah, that's what happens.
This world.
Hold on. Wait.
People put their face in those pin things.
They what?
Yeah.
I've now lost my... I've lost my diary. Search, oh, this is tragic. I've lost it.
Paper.
What are we going to do?
How did you lose it?
I don't know. It was here. And now it's just gone.
Oh, you didn't write the rest of it, did you?
I did. I swear, I just was reading it to you.
Yeah, but you didn't finish it, so.
Well, I just, hold on a second.
I know that'll
hold on, everyone. Don't worry.
Imagine if Peeps had done this, mate. Come on.
No, hold on. Yeah.
No one would have known.
Oh, hold on. Well, it's disappeared. I don't know where it's got. Oh, maybe it's here. Hold on one second. Oh, no.
This is a meta thing. This is his diary.
Well, hey.
He didn't know where he was for a while.
It's, So it's gone. It's, yeah, dude, hey, you missed that. It's actually, I think I just deleted it by accident. Oh.
That is my bad, isn't it?
No, it wasn't. Hey, listen.
I think that, I'm sorry, but I don't think there was the end of it. I think we actually heard the end of it.
No, I swear my life, I had Wednesday. Well, I was
picked
talking
up some loo paper.
Yeah, that was the end of it.
Yeah, it wasn't the end of it. Oh.
Wait, what do you write it in? Like,
in lube.
wait. How have you lost it?
I literally can't find it. I don't know what happened. I can't. That's not that one. I don't know. It's just disappeared. I don't know where it's gone.
Can you search lube paper?
This is not going to be interesting.
Search lube paper.
Yeah, it is going to. It's going to be interesting here. There we go. Yes, found it. Yeah.
Wasn't that hard.
The worst thing when you sit on the loo, finish whatever it is you're finishing and turn to find no loo paper. Therefore, you have to stand in the shower and use it as some sort of modern bidet. No loo paper is nearly as bad as coming back to find you have left some chicken in your fridge for a month as you forgot to throw it out.
What, raw chicken?
Yeah, raw, just chicken, yeah. I think it was
like cooked chicken.
I think it was cooked chicken, yeah.
All right, well.
Don't worry. Hey, Jamie, we got Wednesday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, another twist. This is like Kaiser Soze all over again.
I had no idea.
Right. It's the day of the World Cup semi-final and my friend Ollie managed to get tickets to Hyde Park to watch it on the big screens. 30,000 screaming fans. We arrive as kickoff has happened. I queue to get some beers, which takes honestly 30 minutes. The problem is I'm too small and too polite.
Were you a bit like, God, I'm Jamie Lang. What am I doing waiting?
Yeah, just mumbling under breath. For fuck, I'm Jamie Lang.
Do they know? Fucking hell.
Someone overhears you and is like, oh my God, yeah, come to the front.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, it's so true, come to the front. So firstly, no one can see me. And secondly, when someone pushes in front of me, I mumble to myself but say nothing to them. Oh, I'm fucking Jamie Lang.
Do you know who I am?
The whole feel was electric. And when our first goal went in, the amount of beer that was thrown in the air was all...
It was actually, I saw it on the...
It was amazing. It was like a firework display. It was like a firework display. All I can say is, I'm heartbroken. They did us proud.
It was a big old tummy thump last night when we lost, wasn't it? Yeah. That their second goal, it was like, I feel like the country has been loud for about five weeks and then it was just suddenly silent.
Yeah.
It was the quietest goal I've ever heard. Someone farted into the net.
No, I was...
farted into the net.
It was. Everyone was just like...
Yeah. Yeah. It was just not. It was like, oh, right, we've all been cheering really excitedly for so long, like lunatics. Yeah.
Just to quickly on a channel, can I tell you about farting quickly?
So into a net.
That's great. You should do it. Fart into a net. No, I have a one of those Dyson fans that, you know, sit at the end of your bed. That, like, they're sort of oval shape and yes, they just blow sort of air out. Anyway, I had a really bad stomach, right? When I came back from Croatia, and I saw my girlfriend. Anyway, and I just had to keep farting. You know when the farts just are terrible because you know, it's just whatever's like dying inside of you. Get into bed, put the fan on. Anyway, it's blowing onto me. And anyway, I then, girlfriend's lying in bed, and you know, we've been going out for, what, 4 months now, so we're kind of still a bit new. Anyway, she's like, I think she's asleep, and I fart out the edge of the bed like that. Anyway, the fan blows the smell of it back over, and she wakes up with a shock and goes, "What's that?"
Wait. The smell woke her up.
So it was silent, but the fan blew the smell.
That must have been so acidic.
Oh, my God.
But it was the fact that she woke up and went, "What's that?"
Oh,
what's
my
that? I was like,
God.
"What do you mean, what's that?" She was like, "What is that?"
What did you blame
just ignored
her?
It.
I woke my flatmate, Ollie Cambridge, who actually wanted me to give a shout out.
Yes, him. Ollie Cambridge.
I woke him up 2 nights ago with a fart, apparently. 2 doors between us. Yeah, down the hallway.
I had that with the government. This is no word of lie. I think I've told you this before. When I was going out with Tara, well, don't say her name, but I was going out with this girl, Tara, and she was sleeping next to me. I was watching her sleep. And I swear to God, she farted in her sleep as I was watching her.
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah. That's every girl's worst nightmare. Yeah,
what, farting in their sleep?
Farting in their sleep.
Yeah. I mean, do you have tactics as to what you would have done earlier on in the relationship?
If to fart?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would shuffle to the end of the bed with no fan on, obviously, and you'd lift a cheek. You lift a cheek, and that.
But that's getting it out into the. I don't know. I don't know if I
agree with
that.
What did you fart into a cup?
No, genuinely, no lie. I go into the bathroom and get into the fetal position on the floor. Yeah.
Why?
It gets out a night's worth of farts.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
The
deep squat. That's how we're designed actually.
So
this is a tactic for anyone who's doing that. You go into the bathroom, get in the fetal position.
And it just goes, just air. Or I might sit on the toilet, cock my leg up onto the bath and do it like that.
I just wish whoever you were dating came and saw you doing that.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Yeah, and then the walls in my flat are paper thin, so I don't know what the hell they think. They just hear it. I'm like, what are you doing?
Francois, we need the answer to the question of the week, by the way.
Francois Hart.
Well, that I have for you.
I can't wait. So the question was,
if you will remember, it's how did Steve Jobs, may he rest in peace, how did he like to relax? Or de-stress.
Here we go.
How do you like to de-stress at the Apple offices?
And Jamie and I thought it was just hanging loose with a couple of pals eating a slice of old pie.
Why are you speaking about yourself in the third person? No. Do you know what he liked to do? It involves loos, actually. He used to like to... He went and sat with his feet in the loo.
Oh, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. To cool his feet down. And de-stress with his feet in the loos.
Really?
Yeah.
That
is pretty weird.
Wait, where's that documented?
Yeah. That's a true fact.
That is horse shit.
It just can't be.
It's true.
Wait, but how, what? Did he put a chair next to the toilet?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, how would you? You wouldn't be able to squat
or stand in it.
Or he sat on the cistern, maybe.
that is a mental
illness. Really, really. Yeah.
Also, you can't. Also, with the U bend, like, how would you put your foot?
Put it in like a shoe. Like,
it fits.
You're wearing the toilet.
Yeah.
On his foot.
Hey,
he really awkward. He accidentally walks into a meeting with a toilet on his foot.
he had to have one of the cubicles specially designed with two loos next to each other for both feet.
That's even more horseshit.
Yeah. I mean, imagine that. Something like, oh my god.
Hey, listen.
I mean, believe it or not, it's true.
Jamie, buddy, honestly, I can say this with conviction.
I've not laughed more than any other podcast.
Dude, oh, you're lovely,
dude,
man.
Dude, honestly, buddy, this has honestly been one of the funniest podcasts, and you deserve all the success in the world, man. Honestly, 100%.
No, you.
And your TV show, Stathlet's Flats.
Classic, guys. Check it out.
It's on Channel 4. It is fucking
Wednesdays
sick.
Wednesdays at 10.
There we go. That's it. Right there.
It was on last night. You can catch up on last night's episode on All 4.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah.
And the episodes before that.
Hey, and dude, will you come back on the podcast as well?
100% this afternoon, yeah.
We would love you to come back because we've got to shoot a few more takes. We just be with you. We just carry on through.
Yeah, let's hang.
We're going to do 5 episodes with you.
Right, yeah, yeah. Let's do a series.
Just knock them out.
Man, I'm joining you on tour. Let's go.
Oh, dude, you're too kind. Buddy, listen, what we do as well at the end of the podcast is we ask our guests to leave the audience with, or the listeners with, something inspirational.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh Christ!
You should.
We should throw them in it. We never.
You should do it as Stath. Maybe. What would Stath say?
Okay. I'm gonna do. You know, like those memes you see that's just like a square of color with an inspirational message in it. I'm gonna try and come up with one of those on the spot.
All right.
Okay. So just picture this coming up on your Facebook wall. Life is as good as everyone in the world is. So make sure, no matter who you are, even if you're just one of your friends, you're a guy who's just got too many sofas, you are a good guy. Come and rent a flat from us.
Yes, buddy, Jamie, dude.
A brilliant advertisement for Stats Letting. What's the letting agent called?
Michael and Eagle.
Michael and Eagle. Michael and Eagle.
Yeah.
Dude, homie, dude.
Another catchy name that everyone's going to remember. Do I know how to make telly? Absolutely not.
Mate, thank you so much for coming on, dude. All this. Hey, listen, go and follow you on Instagram as well. Go and check out Stuff I Facts. You are wicked, bruv. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.